More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Today on More to Life, the art of understanding. Are you caught up in a misunderstanding? Is confusion causing conflict? We'll help you hear and be heard. 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life.
The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical. Theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And today on More to Life, the art of understanding. Are you caught up in a misunderstanding? Is confusion causing conflict? We're going to help you hear and be heard today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825.
You know, conflict is horrible. Let's just call it what it is. It's horrible. It makes your mind spin. It makes your gut twist. It makes you just shake all over sometimes, whether you're the one who just wants to just steam with rage or you're the one who doesn't want any conflict at all. Conflict takes a toll on us emotionally, physically, and yes, spiritually sometimes. And we want to help you get through that today in a way that's productive, in a way that makes you feel closer to the Holy Spirit, in a way that perhaps can soothe some of that conflict and clarify some things, or at least free you up to be able to know that you've done the right things in the situation so that you can have peace in all of it.
It can be hard to understand where other people are coming from, and even harder to sometimes get people to understand you. But today on More to Life, we want to help bridge those gaps in all of your relationships. So if you are currently experiencing tension, frustration, and conflict because of a misunderstanding, let us help you find the peace and the solutions you are longing for. 877-573-7825.
Maybe you don't feel like it's a misunderstanding. Maybe you feel like you know exactly where they're coming from, and where they're coming from stinks as far as you're concerned.
There you go.
It's just wrong. It's inappropriate in some way. They've hurt you or used you in some way. They're living their lives just off the Richter scale. Whatever it is, it could be one, both, all, a little bit of some of it, whatever it is, if you're saying this has to be a misunderstanding. Somehow, in the midst of all this confusion and crazy and conflict and stress, maybe there's a misunderstanding that I'm missing, and you need fresh eyes on it, and you need some new skills, and you need some prayer. We're here for you today on More to Life. Give us a call, and let's work it out at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Hey, I just wanted to also extend an invitation to all of you to join us this weekend.
Especially if you're in Michigan or the Ann Arbor area.
At the Family Fun Fest that's going to be happening this week. The dinner is sold out, but the Family Fun Fest is free, and you can purchase tickets at celebrateamr.net. It's going to be 3 days of celebrating Ave Maria Radio's 25th anniversary, and Lisa and I will be there. participating, and well, we're gonna be part of the what I call the not ready for primetime players.
You band. Are, thank you, my darling. I will sit there and applaud you all and be in awe of everyone's talent.
Al Cresta on guitar, me on guitar and keyboards, vocals, Dr. Ray Guarendi on the Hammond B3, and you know we're gonna be rocking out there. So check that
and
out.
Tom plus Lowy, don't forget.
Plus Tom Lowy, that's right. Don't forget, and we'll be also you'll be able to ask us whatever questions you like. When we are there, check it out. I think I understand that they're going to be big caricatures of all the hosts you can get pictures of.
I am terrified. Yeah. There's nothing quite so flattering as a caricature.
Anyway,
And there will be little caricatures that we'll sign. We're looking forward to meeting you, and we're really looking forward to celebrating the family, the community that has made Ave Maria Radio what it is for 25 years. People have known what a joy Catholic Radio is, what a resource and community Ave Maria Radio is, and especially after the last 18, 19 months, and what a lot of folks have gone through, especially in Michigan. Won't it be nice to be able to get outside, be together, have some fun? And that's what this is, the Family Fun Fest. So that Friday night dinner sold out, but please join us on Saturday and Sunday for that great tent revival for the whole day of family fun, food, bouncy houses, and meeting everyone that you hear every day on the radio.
And again, that's this weekend, August 28th and 29th. You can learn more about it at celebrateamr.net. That's celebrateamr.net.
And in case you don't know what AMR is, it's Ave Maria Radio.
What? I didn't know that.
And if you're somewhere else in the country and you're saying, well, that's just in Michigan, hey, get in the car. Start driving. We want to see you, too.
Get in there now. All right, but you don't have to wait till this weekend to talk to us. We are taking your calls right here, right now at 877-573-7825 about all the misunderstandings in your life. If there is a person in particular that you are struggling to get through a misunderstanding with, if you are just tired of dealing with the conflict from a particular misunderstanding that continues to bring fallout into your life, we want to help you find ways to hear and be heard. 877-573-7825. Every day on More to Life, we look at the topic of the day through St. John Paul's Theology of the Body, his reflection on what it means to be a Christian in the modern world.
And today, the theology of the body reminds us that the primary work of building the kingdom of God involves building real communities of love between us and the people that share our lives. A big part of creating a genuine, loving communion between us and others is cultivating understanding. You know, often we try to understand someone else, especially someone we disagree with, because, you know, we avoid that. We're afraid that will give the impression that we agree with their position or we support what they're doing. So we really are afraid. But there is a difference between understanding and approval.
Yeah, well, understanding doesn't mean the same thing as approval. It just refers to our willingness to try to see things through the other person's eyes so that we can at least meet them where they are and hopefully walk with them to a new place. Sometimes that requires us to change. Sometimes that requires them to change. Sometimes it requires both of us. But the reality is understanding isn't about approval. It's about empathizing. It's about being able to see another person's experience through their eyes so that you understand how they got to where they are. And before you can move someone to a new place, you have to understand how they got to where they are. Really listening to another person is hard. But if loving another person means helping them become everything God created them to be, then we all need to take the time to really listen to each other so that we can know what each person needs to grow and flourish. Cultivating a spirit of understanding isn't just good for our relationships. It's a spiritual exercise that allows us to love each other as God loves us and as we love ourselves. I want to hit that again. I mean, because we have a tendency, as Catholics especially, to think of spiritual exercises as those things we do when we are specifically in prayer or at church. But our relationships, the theology of the body reminds us that our relationships need to be our primary spiritual exercise, because building the kingdom of God is primarily about healing the damage that sin does to our relationships. And the way that sin damages our relationships the most is by making it hard to understand each other. When we take that time to work on understanding, we are cooperating with God's grace to heal the damage that sin has done to the world since original sin entered and caused that estrangement between Adam and Eve and God. 877-573-7825. We are talking with you about the art of understanding today. If you're caught up in a misunderstanding, if confusion is causing conflict, if you are having a hard time getting someone you care about to hear and understand you, we want to talk through that and find ways forward. 877-573-7825.
And we have to be honest here. When we have these misunderstandings, when we have this conflict, because it comes from a place of confusion from original sin and all the sin that we also fall into in the midst of these misunderstandings, it is painful. It is hard, but it can be that spiritual exercise, not just because we say, I'm in pain, so I offer it up, but because we're willing to get in contact with God and say, Lord, teach me what you want me to do about this. How can I best represent you and myself in this situation? What are the next steps that I need to take? We're here today on More to Life to help you figure that all out. 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls in the name
and
of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we bring to you all the situations where we are having a hard time hearing other people or being heard ourselves. We ask you to give us a listening heart so that even when we don't approve of what someone is doing or how someone is behaving or how they're thinking, that you would give us the patience and the wisdom and the compassion to seek to understand how they got to where they are, so that working with your grace, we can help both of us, all of us, get to a new place rooted in your grace, a new place rooted in the answers that you have for us. Help us to connect heart to heart by listening and understanding what each other needs and committing to helping each other get those needs met. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, the art of understanding. Are you caught up in a misunderstanding? Is confusion causing conflict? We want to help you if there's someone you care about but struggling to understand. Let's work it out together at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Vicki, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Kansas on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Vicki. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
I am suspecting my husband of cheating on me, and I'm so not quite sure how to confront him with evidence that I I have.
And our board says that that's complicated by the fact that he's out of town. How long will he be out of town?
Till probably Thursday or Friday.
Okay, so it's not a long-term thing. He will be home this week. So you have our greatest sympathy. That is such a horrible pain to go through. And you need to figure out something before Thursday so you know how to approach this.
Can you tell us a little bit, Vicki, I guess, one, how do you know, why do you suspect that he's cheating, and can you tell us a little bit more about the general relationship with your husband?
Well, generally, we have a pretty good relationship. I found a flattened, empty condom box in the back pocket of his pants when I was doing laundry. Mm-hmm. So I can think of zero explanation for him having that.
Sure.
Other than maybe picking up trash somewhere for some reason and have put it in his back pocket. But
right, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Yeah, especially that kind of trash.
No.
So Vicki, when you say that you have a pretty good relationship overall, what does that mean to you exactly?
Well, I mean, we get along well.
Well, let me ask you. Let me reframe the question, because when I ask that, a lot of times what people will say is, "Well, we don't." They think they have a good relationship because they don't fight a lot, but they don't necessarily connect a lot. So what I'm really asking here is how do the two of you connect? Do you pray together? Do you do things together? Do you talk together on a personal kind of emotional level on a regular basis? Or do you really feel like you're partners in most of the areas of your life? Or do you just not disagree much?
I think in most of the areas, we don't have very many disagreements. We go to Mass together every week. We meal time prayers every day for every meal. Prayers more than that, not so much, but
in terms of connecting, in terms of like doing things together, really connecting on a heart-to-heart level, do you feel like you're best friends? Does he share things with you?
I thought so until a few days ago.
Well, all right. So my in terms of how do you just confront him with the fact that you found what you found, and that's a pretty, you know, unless he's got a pretty amazing explanation that checks all the boxes, you have to assume that he's doing something. I think the reason I was asking those other questions is because usually whenever it comes down to, you know, I think my husband is cheating on me, but I'm not sure. It sort of misses the point, because usually it speaks to a greater insecurity in the larger relationship. Now, you're not saying that you have that insecurity. I often will find, I'll just tell you this, I often find that in cases of cheating, here's why the spouse is being cheated on thinks things are going better than they actually are. Generally speaking, people who cheat are not very good at expressing their feelings, are not very good at expressing needs, they're not very good at dealing with conflict, and so they keep everything in. And because they keep everything in, their spouse thinks everything is awesome. They have no idea that their husband or their wife is depressed and miserable most of the time. And what ends up happening then is that person turns to cheating as a way of self-medicating for an undiagnosed depression due to their inability to express, to deal with conflict, to express emotions, to communicate needs. And so it is possible that you think things are as good as they are because he doesn't complain about anything, but it's because he's not capable of expressing those feelings or emotions. So just take that to heart. And if what I'm describing to you sounds like your husband, then what I would say to you is, regardless of whether he's doing anything wrong or not, you guys need marriage counseling to deal with that issue, because it's a serious problem. If you hear me saying all this and you're realizing that he really does do all those things, then that's a reason to trust him a little bit more than you might otherwise. But either way, that's a very suspicious thing to find in someone's back pocket. You certainly don't just accidentally come into that. So there's you just need to confront him with what you know and insist that he give you a reason, a direct explanation, and you look and see, you know, is he nervous? Is he obfuscating? Is he hemming and hawing at all, any of that? And if so, you need to assume that there's a problem here.
And on top of it, he should be willing to go really out of his way to reassure you, not just in the moment, but every day, making sure he connects with you, making sure that he's not shaming you for being concerned in any way, even concerned for a while. He really needs to be able to say, you know, honey, this is why it was here. It had nothing to do with me, and I'm going to make sure that you feel really secure every single day. I'm going to ramp this up
trust me. Unless he's in the habit of picking up trash and sticking it in his back pocket, that's not an explanation for this.
Exactly.
So I'm very sorry that you're going through this, Vicki. Just confront him with the reality of it, and really take to heart everything I'm suggesting. And I would also suggest that you take a look at How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, and take the quiz in Chapter 3 that identifies strengths and challenges in the general areas of relationship, because I think that, again, what surprises the person who's being cheated on often is that they think, because their spouse isn't ever complaining about anything, that everything is just fine. But that's very different than a couple who's being intentional about their relationship and intentional about cultivating the deeper connection that a healthy marriage really requires. I hope that you're not in for the surprise that I think you might be, but that will help you sort out where you need to go next. Thanks for the call. 877-573-7825. We're talking about the art of understanding. Are you caught up in a misunderstanding? Is there someone you care about, but you're struggling to understand? Or maybe you're having a hard time getting someone to understand you? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. More to life. We'll be back right after the break.
brought to you by the nonprofit Seton Home Study.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. You thinking about homeschooling? Seton Homeschooling, 35 years of experience, pre-K through high school. They provide the books, the lesson plans, the counselors, the grading services, the tests. That's right. Well, my wife used Seton, some of our children. And I will tell you this, two of them got perfect ACT scores in verbal. And overall, the Seton students scored more than 100 points above average on the SAT, 27% higher on English and reading. It is a rigorous program. At least now, 1.3 million students are homeschooled. You want to give the very best to your kids? Trust me on this one. Go with Seton. It is a beautifully rigorous academic program. Go to setonhome.org. setonhome.org.
Looking for peace? Longing for joy? God is calling you to know and love Jesus Christ like never before and to help others do the same. God is calling you to bring Ignatian prayer into the suffering world, to work for the new evangelization. Here's your opportunity. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, order the free digital training and facilitator manual, LordTeachMeToPray.com. Click on the red button now. God is calling you. Underwritten by Lord Teach Me to Pray.
Location, location, relocation. Studies show more than a third of college students transfer, and half of those do it more than once. He reminds us of St. Augustine's quote, "Our souls are restless until they rest in Thee." At Ave Maria University, we challenge this group to visit us, stroll down our palm tree paths, spike a shot on our sand volleyball court, or partake in an outdoor devotion. There's a reason when students visit Ave Maria, they tend to stay. Ave Maria University, your relocation destination. Visit avemaria.edu.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, we're talking about the art of understanding. Are you caught up in a misunderstanding? Is someone you care about driving you crazy because you just don't understand where they're coming from, or they're not willing to try to understand you, and you don't know how to bridge that gap? Well, let us help you build that bridge today on More to Life at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk to our next listener who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hi there, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hello. The other night, my daughter and I were having a conversation before bed.
And it says on my board that your daughter's 11 years old. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's 11, and we're having a conversation before bed, which we try to do about 10 minutes before bedtime every night. And she has just a little background. She's become friends with, we have these family friends, and this girl is in my daughter's grade, and they've kind of fallen through a hard time. But my daughter and this girl have become better friends. And so their home situation is a little shaky. And this friend is more of like, she's got three sisters. She's very affectionate. And, so anyways, my daughter and I are talking the other night and she said, "Well, Mom, I told her that I said, love you when we were getting off the phone." And I said, "Well, that's, I've said that to my friend." I said, "That's okay." And then she kind of paused and she goes, "You'll never let me be lesbian, right?" And I just was like, or she said, "I won't ever be lesbian, right? You won't ever let me." And I said, "Well, honey," I said, "that's not the kind of thing that just like happens to you. You know, those are certain choices. And, you know, I've read your books and, you know, we've talked about theology of the body and,
just so I give you a point of reference here. Have you checked out Beyond the Birds and the Bees by any chance?
Yes, okay. That's the one specifically I'm talking about.
Okay, so Beyond the Birds and the Bees, and then also the new edition of the parenting your kids with grace, talks specifically about the four loves. All right, and so in terms of kind of how to address her question, all right, what she's really asking, you know, is to understand the different kinds of love that exist. You know, and we've sort of lost that in a world where every kind of love has become sexualized. And so it's important to understand that two things. Number one, there are different kinds of love. And secondly, there is a passion that's associated with each of those kinds of love. So, for example, everybody knows, you know, there's romantic love and romantic passion. But there's also, for example, with the kind of love called storge, which is the love of your tribe or your high school team or whatever, right?
The people that make you feel like you, where you belong.
You know, your country. You know, you can have a passion for that group. You know, for your tribe, and that might be called patriotism, or it might be called, you know, loyalty. But there's a passion that's associated with that. Just like that, there's a kind of friendship love, right? Filial love that your daughter feels for her friend, and there's a passion that's associated with that. That you could kind of think of that as kindred spirits. I feel that passion that makes me feel like you really get me, and that makes me feel excited, and I long to be around you, and I miss you when you're gone, and that's perfectly a normal, healthy part of filial friendship love. So there are different kind. Well, agape love is love for God, right? But there's a passion that's associated with that is that ecstasy that we see in this Catholic spiritual theology, right? So there's a passion that's associated with each of these loves. And when we feel that passion, that doesn't mean that we are necessarily sexually attracted to somebody. It means that we have this feeling of connection with them that's exciting and makes us feel wonderful inside. And love of all forms can do that for us, but that's not the same thing as romantic or erotic love. So you need to just explain to your daughter those four different types of love and the fact that there's a really good feeling that comes with each of those types of love, and we can enjoy that. But we also need to understand the differences and how to express those loves in appropriate ways. And I think that if you're able to walk her through that, it's going to really help her get a better sense of that. Now, we talk through how to do that in both Beyond the Birds and the Bees, and even more so in the brand new edition of Parenting Your Kids with Grace, which is available at CatholicCounselors.com. I recommend it as a resource to follow up on the call. Again, that's Parenting Your Kids with Grace. Take a look at the chapter on relationships, especially in the pre-adolescent section there, and also Beyond the Birds and the Bees. Thanks again for the call. I hope those suggestions will be helpful for you. When we come back, we are taking more of your questions about dealing with misunderstandings and the conflict and fallout from it. 877-573-7825. Back after this.
Heresy is not usually a matter of ignorance. It's a matter of arrogance. We're all ignorant. It's only about different things. And when I hear ignorant people say that they're stupid, my heart just breaks. I mean, to be ignorant is not to be stupid. Ignorance is fairly easy to remedy. It's a matter of learning. And St. Paul tells us to increase in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's confident that we can overcome our ignorance of Christ by getting to know him better. And so he prays for the Colossians. We constantly pray that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, and to be fruitful in every good work, always increasing in the knowledge of God. Ignorance can be corrected. One has to die to arrogance.
Cresta in the Afternoon, weekdays at 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
What does the Ninth Commandment forbid? The Catholic Catechism says the Ninth Commandment warns against carnal concupiscence, sins against the flesh. What is concupiscence? It is the consequence of original sin. Though baptism purifies the soul of all sin, it does not remove our tendency toward sin. In this rebellion of the flesh against the spirit, as defined by St. Paul, we must develop purity of heart, the desire always to do the will of God, especially in the area of charity and chastity. Purity requires modesty. Modesty protects the intimate center of a person. It refuses to unveil what should be hidden. Modesty guides how you look at others and behave toward them. It should dictate one's choice of clothing so as not to exploit or tempt another. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And you're listening to the best of More to Life. Hi, this is Dr. Greg Popcheck. One of the key aspects of fostering healthy relationships is called self-regulation. It's a skill that enables you to respond, rather than react, to a stressful situation or argument. Rather than allowing your brain to escalate your stress level, you enter the situation with a solution-based mentality. The first step to mastering self-regulation is to assess your own stress level and work to control it. You actually train yourself to react calmly to stressful situations. Lots of people do it. Firefighters, policemen, happily married couples, and you can too. Secondly, be aware of your regular level of stress and closely monitor what causes it to spike. After building up this self-awareness, you'll be prepared to respond positively to stressful situations. Take time today to assess how you can react more positively to stressful situations so that you can grow in virtue and be a blessing to your relationships. For more stress-reducing tips, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today our show is titled The Art of Understanding. Is there someone you care about but struggle to understand? Are you having a hard time getting someone to understand you? Maybe a misunderstanding is causing conflict in your life. Whatever the situation is, if communication has broken down, if you can't see eye to eye, if you're having a hard time connecting the way you'd like to, let us help you develop that ability to hear and be heard. 877-573-7825. Again, that number one more time. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk with our next listener who's listening to EWTN Radio in Maine.
Hi there, caller. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi. Yes. I'm going to sound very jittery because I'm like a nervous wreck doing that.
Oh,
well,
I'm sorry.
Let me set you up with what you already told the screener.
Yeah,
this way you don't have to feel like you're fumbling here. So you told the screener that you have an adult son who's refused to talk to you and I'm guessing your husband since the election. Is that what that what you said? Okay. So tell us a little bit more about that then.
So, I mean, we had the year of COVID, so we were already not seeing each other much because, you know, we're all in the same area, my whole family, but different groups. So then the election is coming, and there were just numerous texts of all the reasons why we shouldn't vote the way we vote. And we could handle that, but the anger that came afterwards was just terrible. The anger after the, well, listen to this podcast, and then, but then all this anger. Anyway, and we thought, well, maybe once the elections are done and they went the way they went, that, okay, all will be well, we will be fine. And I think my husband might have tried to text him about something, and all we got for a reply back was not from him, was from his girlfriend, who he's been with for quite a long time, was that just please don't contact him because he's just too stressed. It makes him too stressed. And we're like, whoa. And I remember one of our last conversations right before was, you know, he was like, I'm not sure that I can just do small talk. You know, if we're on that, if we're on such different sides of the conversation, I'm not sure that I can do that. And all I remember saying was, wait a minute, you're like drawing a line in the sand. What do they call it? Are you like canceling us out because we don't see eye to eye? And that's been it.
So let me ask you this:
How often
did you see each other before all this started? Like, say, before COVID and election. I mean, how often were you? Did you do things together? How often were you in contact? What were your conversations about?
Yeah, I mean, our kids all moved back to Maine, you know, several years ago, and they're all within like 15 minutes of us. We probably saw him the least because he's kind of the most private or whatever, but, you know, he keeps up with his other two siblings and whatever, but it's just always the way he has been.
What kind of relationship do you have with the other kids then? Are they more open to you?
Oh, for sure.
Good.
And each of them have kids, and we take care of their kids. And
Okay.
So anyway.
So there's connection. Have they addressed him at all about this, about the way he's treating you?
No, I don't think so. I think nobody wants to get in the middle of it. And we're trying very hard not to put them in the middle of it either.
Sure.
No, I understand that.
If they can have a relationship, then
yeah,
that's good. But we just, I don't know. Do we, I keep telling my husband, everybody thinks I'm like the one that gets too riled up about things. And maybe that's where him and I are alike. We're very passionate about what we're passionate about.
Yeah.
So, and my husband's very easy keel and easy to, so it's like, do you think it's time to reach out and say something? Just
yeah.
Get together over a cup of coffee. What do we do?
And he may not be willing to do that, but let me throw out a couple of thoughts here. First of all, I think, you know, you don't ever want to entirely step back, really. I think it's important to be texting those small talk things every day. You know, hey, thus and such happened, and I was thinking about you. I was just praying for you, and I just wanted to let you know you were in my thoughts, and I wanted to let you know I loved you. Just those little things. And if you get a negative response back, that's okay. You know, now I want to address the whole kind of I don't know that I can just do small talk thing. Ladies and gentlemen, politics is small talk. Okay, there's nothing personal about that. There's nothing about my heart the reason I'm saying that is because it's important if he says that to you to say, you know, we have a lot to talk about that's deeper than just who you voted for. We have a lot to talk about in terms of the relationship that we have, how we take care of each other, what kind of people we want to be to each other, you know, and those are the conversations we need to be having, not this nonsense about all the other drama that's going on in the world.
Well, and I think that when we see this kind of separation between our teens or adult children and ourselves about any kind of political stance, what we need to step back away from is all the keywords, all the buzz phrases. And for him to say to you, I don't want to do small talk. As Greg said, politics is all about small talk. It's so small now that everything is in a soundbite, right? It's got to fit on Instagram. It's got to just be able to, you know, be blurbed out there in 2 seconds to get a rise out of everybody. Not even for political sides, but so that whoever is putting it out there, whatever media outlets out there, can get that hit. Here's the thing. Behind every deeply passionate political argument, there's a set of virtues and values that are important to each of us. And if we can get past the small talk of politics, we can see that we all have a deep passion for justice, for kindness, for mercy, for a lot of for life, for a lot of things that politics glosses over and just throws around things that are incendiary, that are going to make us freak out and get angry at each other. And so while Greg's absolutely right, you have to keep reaching out in that way every day, it's also okay to say to your son, look, I understand you don't want to just do small talk. I understand that you want me to hear your heart and your values on this. I have a feeling we share a lot more values than all these labels are allowing us to express to each other. And I want you to know that your heart and your values and your mindset is important to me too.
We might disagree about the best way to achieve those goals,
right.
But I believe that we are probably on the same page in terms of what we want. And that might surprise him. It might surprise you too. But the fact is, the art of understanding is about stepping back far enough that you can see the whole thing. So for example, in marriage counseling, you know, I never can get a couple to agree on what actually happened and who started it and who said what to who. But I can back them up far enough to get them to say, you know what, regardless of what happened, we can both agree that we don't like the way it went down and that we'd like to do it differently the next time. Now we've got a place to start, right? And the same thing is true with what Lisa is saying to you about these differences of values or opinion. To be able to step back and say, for example, this is a painful one for me. and I'm sure it would be a painful one for you too, but when you're talking to somebody, for example, who's pro-abortion or pro-choice, to be able to back up far enough to be able to say, you know, well, what is it that the value is here? What is it that you want? And they might say, well, you know, for women to have...
Be valued. For women to be able to not get trapped in a cycle of economic dependence.
Well, or abuse.
We all would want that. Too. I don't know a lot of people who would openly say here in the West, we want women to suffer. It's the way we go about it.
And so then you can say, you know, well... You know, are you open to the possibility that there are many ways to address women's dignity or their right to have to be valued or to be treated with respect? And now you can have a conversation. And do you really believe that abortion is the best that we can give women who are suffering? Now you've got an interesting conversation going.
And now you've got a conversation about what's really in one's heart and mind, because my feeling is 9 times out of 10 when two people love each other and have shared a life together, they are probably more on the same page in terms of values than all of these buzzwords, all of these fitting into little cubes will allow us to express to one another. And we all got shook over the last couple of years by all the yelling and all the screaming and all the posturing and all the stuff out there. But as Catholics, we need to step back and hear each other's hearts and what values we're really trying to express. Because I don't think as Catholics either party completely represents who we are. We may identify with one very strongly. We might say this is the party that really represents us the most. But when we get out of who we're voting for or what party we're going to work for, and we talk heart to heart with those who are in our family, our best friends, those we truly love, that's where the real listening, the real work, and the real change can actually begin to happen.
But in terms of what the next step is, it is, yes, reach out to him. Don't let him distance himself. If he let him know that you're going to be touching base with him every day, you know, seeing how he's doing at least several times a week. And if he reacts badly to it, it's fine. You just, you know, say, look, I understand that you're struggling in our relationship, but I'm just letting you know that I'm here, I love you, and I'm thinking about you. And keep doing it. Because he's not going to just come over. He's the type of person who will just withdraw. And you'll never see him again. So you need to let him know that you're going to be a presence in his life, whether he likes it or not, so he might as well learn to deal with you. And that's really the only way through this. Thank you so much for the call. We'll certainly add your family to our More to Life prayer list. 877-573-7825. We're talking about the art of understanding today on More to Life. If you are caught up in a misunderstanding with somebody, if you're struggling to understand where they're coming from or get them to really understand you, we'd love to help. 877-573-7825. And as we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs 14:29.
Now, I've never said this before, a scripture before. I usually just share it. But folks, buckle up, because this is a hard one. Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly.
This is a tough one. You're right.
It's a tough one, and especially now. We have all, as we just talked about with our wonderful listener, lived in a time for the last couple of years at least where everyone is just hasty in their temper. You can't get away from it. I know people, including myself, who are shutting off the news, shutting off social media, because everyone seems to have such a hasty temper, and it goes from 0 to 1,000 in a second, and the input of all that is making us angrier. And scripture's telling us here that is exalting folly. It's exalting Satan when we give into this hasty temper. But oh my goodness, the temptation. Oh my goodness, the pain of that. Oh, and we feel so justified. But Proverbs 14:29 is saying, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding. And part of being slow to anger is saying, come Holy Spirit, I need you now. I need you to enlighten my mind. I need you to enlighten my heart. I need you to guide my words. I need you to guide my actions. We're all trying to do this without the help of God way too often. So let's really take note of Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly.
We're talking about cultivating understanding today on our show titled The Art of Understanding. Call up and share at 877-573-7825. Is there someone you care about but are struggling to understand? Are you having a hard time getting someone to understand you? Are misunderstandings causing conflict in your life? We want to help you bridge those gaps, create peace, and find those solutions that you're looking for. 877-573-7825. Let us help you practice the art of understanding in all your relationships. More to Life will continue with your questions about understanding on the other side of this break.
Abortion.
Pornography.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds do not, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 15 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
This program underwritten by...
A battle is raging in America for the plight of the unborn. Now is the time to pray and to get involved. Do not miss the new award-winning movie, The Matter of Life. The Matter of Life has been hailed as the best film ever produced concerning the unborn and can be seen for two nights only in a theater near you. Visit FathomEvents.com now to reserve your tickets for May 16th or May 17th. That's FathomEvents.com. FathomEvents.com. It's a matter of life.
This program is brought to you by the following nonprofit underwriter.
As Catholics, we are called to protect life at every stage, but our culture continues to impose threats against the sanctity of life, making the pro-life cause the preeminent social issue of our time. But there is hope. The Christ Medicus Foundation and CMF Duro have partnered with one of the country's leading healthshare ministries to provide Catholics with a pathway to pro-life, Christ-centered healthcare. Support the culture of life and learn more about CMF Duro at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we're talking with you today about the art of understanding. If you are struggling to understand someone you're in a relationship with or having a hard time getting them to understand you, if misunderstandings are causing conflict in your life, let's find some ways forward at 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Don, who's listening to EWTN Radio in California.
Hi, Don. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, Greg. Good morning to both of you, Greg and Lisa.
Thank you. What can we do for you today?
I don't want to take up too much of your time because you guys are totally awesome on your answers and replies and solutions.
That's very kind. What's going on?
Okay, here's what's happening. Around my house, I do most everything. Mow the yard, take the trash out, pick up things around the house. My wife, mainly, she watches the Dodgers and cooks in the kitchen. Okay, so we watch our grandkids quite a bit, 5-6 days a week. And she went to the store and I was picking up things around the house and a little upset because I just was tired of picking things up. Anyway, I out loud in disgust, I said, gosh darn it, I pick up everything around this house. I'm always doing the work around here. Grandma does nothing. which I really shouldn't have said that out loud while he was there, obviously. So a week later, as she's driving in the car with him, or riding in the car with him, he mentions to her, Grandma, you've got to help out Grandpa more. You're not doing anything around the house.
Ouch. Okay.
So she comes home, it was last night, in fact, and she's like, you know, just fuming and giving me a stare, and I go, oh, no, now what? But anyway, she explains it, what he said and why I feel that way. And I said, well, why don't you tell me what you do around the house? And we can first start with that. And she went on to off to other things. And she said, well, why don't you tell me what I do around the house? And I said to her, I think you cook and that's great. And she does take good care of the grandkids, feeds them and everything when they're there. And other than that, I said, that's about it. And you sit and you watch baseball games. And she just was, I'm so insulted. I can't believe you said that and all this kind of stuff. So I'm trying to come up with things to resolve this situation where I guess I dug up myself a hole by saying that out loud.
Well, obviously not the best move to say that there, but I'm not sure that you dug a hole. I think you might have found a way to.
I think you opened the door.
You opened a door. Yeah, thank you. Because obviously this is a longstanding resentment between the two of you, and obviously the two of you don't talk.
Or do much else together, I think. If she's sitting there watching the game, I think behind your resentment or your frustration, Don, is we don't do anything together. We don't have a relationship.
We're not
partners. Live in a house together. You do most of the work. She provides the food and entertains herself with the Dodgers game, and that's it. And you are lonely, and you are hurting. And the housework is just a symptom of that.
Yeah, so I think that you need to kind of double down on, you know, saying, listen, I'm sorry. I said it the way I did. I shouldn't have done that with the grandson.
In the room.
But
yeah.
The reality is I should have been coming to you for years and saying, you know, we're not partners, and I feel lonely in this marriage.
And I want to say, please do not fixate just on the housework, because even if you guys came up with a delineated list and you checked off every day, she does this and you do that, you'd still feel lonely because you're not working together. You're not really praying together. You're not having any time with fun together. You're not spending any time really talking together if she's staring at a screen. So there's a million areas of your life where neither one of you is connecting with each other.
So I'm going to encourage you to either make a retrovi or a marriage encounter weekend if they're available. And you're in California, so things are still pretty shut down there.
But a lot of it's still being done virtually, especially on the West Coast.
So helpourmarriage.org would be a great place to turn. That's retrovi. That's a retreat program. It's not counseling, but it's a great place to start opening up conversation. I would also encourage you actually to go through how to heal your marriage and nurture lasting love together, especially do the quiz in Chapter 3, which kind of looks at the 8 skills that healthy couples have that other couples can learn. But it'll help you do an assessment of the whole relationship and see what your strengths are, see what your areas of growth would be, and go through it together. And then if you find that you're still struggling to make those things happen on your own, reach out for a good marriage-friendly therapist, either in your area or through our telecounseling practice or another telecounselor. The reality is, marriage counseling helps in these sorts of situations if you're working with a person who is actually trained in marital therapy. Lots of people do marriage counseling, but they're not trained in it, and they have a 30% success rate, where marriage-friendly therapists have an over 90% success rate. So, the point is, you did not dig yourself a hole, you opened a door.
Yeah. I mean, Don, don't go back to shutting this door just so that she stops making you feel uncomfortable with her laser stare and her attitude. You've really opened a door to change your entire marriage step by step. It's not like it's going to happen like a tsunami overnight. But your frustration was speaking to something much more than a messy house and you having too much to do. It was speaking to a lack of connection that you deserve and are owed in a sacrament of marriage. That's where the holiness comes into a marriage, not just going along to get along.
Thank you so much for the call, Don. And as we're wrapping up, I guess one of the things that I would like to offer as a takeaway in terms of cultivating understanding is to bring these sorts of moments to God and consecrate them to Him. So, for example, in Don's case, being able to say, you know, Lord, I feel like I really dug myself into a hole here, but I consecrate that hole to you. Mm-hmm. And I ask you to show me how to use this to grow closer to my wife and be the more of the husband that you want me to be and for us to have the relationship that you want us to have. If you're able to bring that source of the misunderstanding to God, consecrate it to him, and then place yourself in that humble position where you're able to ask him to teach you how to respond to this situation in a way that will bring out the best in everyone, then we can cultivate this art of understanding and start to see our relationships as the spiritual exercise that they're meant to be. Thanks so much for tuning in today. If we can support you in cultivating greater understanding in your life, check out all the resources we have for you at CatholicCounselors.com. That's CatholicCounselors.com, where you can learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telecounseling practice and work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, or personal life. All there at CatholicCounselors.com. And get out there and celebrate the life God has for you, because with his grace, there's so much more to life.
To More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.